And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Proudly sitting in for the great Al Gordon. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Welcome to the show. And if you're thinking, where's Al and who is this guy? Allow me to share more. Colonel Al is enjoying some well-deserved R&R. Like we always say, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'm one of the other radio hosts. Maybe you've caught my shows in the past, depending on what part of the country you're in or what station you listen to the show on. You'll catch my shows typically on a Saturday and a Monday. But I'm a real estate investor. I live in Dallas-Fort Worth. Although I don't just invest in Texas, I started out pretty close to where I live, but I have definitely expanded. But I've got many real estate investments outside of Texas, and I started real estate investing in 2011. It's really, to me, it feels like just a short time ago. However, I learned effective real estate investing from Lifestyles Unlimited. And that was in 2013 when I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And when I say effective real estate investing, there's real estate investing as layman terms, as most people understand it, that haven't had a deep education into real estate investing. And then there's effective real estate investing. And it's a huge, huge difference. When I first started, I did it by myself. I winged it, so to speak. I struggled for 2 years, but I was humble enough to understand I needed to get educated. So stumbled upon Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited provided that education to really take real estate investing way, I'm not going to say up a notch. I mean, we went up 100 notches easily. But life's been so much sweeter ever since. And it's been a heck of a fun ride, I'll tell you. And I continue to invest in real estate. It's exciting. It's thrilling. But I'm also at the same time taking care of my net worth and creating passive income. Now, the show I'm going to share, I've done on my slot, on my radio show a few times over the years, and I thought I'd share it with Al Gordon's audience. It's completely opposite of how I normally present information on a show. But today, I'm going to tell you why you'll never invest in real estate. Yes, most people will never invest in real estate. That is a fact. But typically, I'm just sharing success stories, anecdotes, learning moments I've had as a real estate investor, going on 14 years now. And 14 years, every year is different. Market conditions change. But what doesn't change is our model and our approach. We seek out distressed properties that fit our strategy. And when analyzed, these properties present a business opportunity of improvement. And once the property is improved, rented to good people, it provides us a return on our investment, a return in the form of monthly or quarterly cash flow. Let's call that income. The property has a greater value when we improve it. That's equity capture. We gain a return through mortgage pay down. You have to understand that we put a loan on each and every real estate property that we purchase. And beautifully, each and every month, our wonderful resident renter is kind enough to pay that mortgage down each and every month, again, growing our equity. And we get an additional return through natural appreciation. Single-family homes double on average every 10 years. We get an additional return in the tax advantages by just owning real estate, managing real estate, doing it the way we teach using the Lifestyles Unlimited model. We're able to reduce our tax obligation to the IRS compared to W-2 income. You see, the IRS doesn't care that you made money. What they look at is how did you make the money? And depending on how you made the money, they tax the method differently. Okay, you have to understand that passive income is different than W-2 income, and passive income has the greatest tax advantages, period. But most people will never invest. I know that because only 7% of investors out there, and I'll throw the air quotes up for you, own cash flowing real estate. The other 93% invest elsewhere. Here's another fact. 70% of all millionaires in the world are millionaires because they own real estate. That's a simple fact. But most people will never invest in real estate. And I jotted down 13 quick reasons. I've got some honorable mentions at the end. Let's see if we can get through them all. The first one, my 401k, my IRA, my retirement funds are heavy. They're doing well. Why should I look at real estate? Okay, I have heard that throughout the years. The market this year, there's been decent runs at times, but the stock market sure has had some massive ups and downs just this year alone. My question is, what will tomorrow bring? Will it be the same or less next year as it is today? Any of you out there remember 2008? What about the dot-com meltdown? How about Black Friday? These events have names. And the funny thing is people have a short memory. I got blown out in 2000, 2001 in my stock portfolio. By 2002, 2003, 2004, I had no memory of it. I just kept investing in the stock market. Everyone fails to remember that markets go up and markets go down. It reminds me of that. There's a song my parents used to listen to when I was a kid. I think it came out in the early 70s. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What goes up must come down. Sorry to put that song in your head. I'll apologize ahead of time. But that reminds me of the stock market, right? Hedge yourself if you don't want to get out of that entirely. I did. I don't have to sweat market ups and downs. But I kept mine for first few years because it was ingrained in me. The conventional wisdom world was that was the end-all be-all. Finally, after some time, I cashed out my IRAs and my 401ks. I put them into real estate. They've since tripled over that time. I paid the 10% penalty. I paid the taxes. I don't sweat that anymore. I don't have to worry about those ups and downs. I purchase investments that pay me and I don't gamble. But people don't understand that, and that's a big reason why they'll never invest in real estate. Reason number two, they'll say, I don't understand real estate investing. I get it. The reason holds water. You should understand your investments. I agree. That being said, what we do is very simple, very predictable. We provide a roadmap on how to do it. We provide the education on how to do it. I will tell you this, real estate investing is absolutely counterintuitive to what you think it is. You need to get educated. But that's the entire reason that L Lifestyles Unlimited exists. We are an education and mentoring group. We have been teaching people how to invest in real estate for over 30 years, how to buy their life back, one cash flowing piece of real estate at a time. Now, real estate's no different in other quote unquote investments. We track returns, we track the gains, we track the cash flow. It is a business. I will tell you this, our assets are tangible. They're not shares. They're not pieces of paper or numbers on a spreadsheet. Every investment I have has an address. I can go touch it if I want. It's tangible. But real estate has accounted for more millionaires than any other investment vehicle on the planet. We use the same practices. We didn't reinvent anything. We use the same practices that Ben Franklin used 250 years ago. They're the same methods, the same strategies. Also, real estate is the most forgiving and best returning asset class on the planet when done properly. It's also the greatest hedge against inflation, right? Without assets, without tangible assets, you'll never beat inflation. But we're not reinventing the wheel. So anyone who says, I don't understand real estate investing, well, get educated, learn it, talk to somebody, network, understand it. Once you get it, and it's a blast. It's fun, but it's the same principles and strategies over and over and over and over. Reason number three, you have a great job. You like your job. You feel that you make a very nice W-2 income. Maybe you and your spouse have a very nice W-2 income. This really is a reason to invest. It's not a reason not to invest. Why? Because now you have the money to invest. And you know what makes W-2 income really sweet? Passive income on top of it makes it so much sweeter. I'll ask you this, how safe is your job. Are you telling me that mergers don't happen, that suddenly a new president of the company, and these guys always want to just change it up, right? They want to shape it in their image, shake it up. So they'll merge divisions, they'll change divisions, they'll axe certain wings of manufacturing. Accountant will look at a spreadsheet in a down year, or look at the P&L, and he'll say, we don't need this sector. We get rid of that, we're going to add an additional $3 million to the bottom line. Boom, 50 people just lost their job, and that sector's gone. That's corporate America. They have no emotion whatsoever. So understand that. But not every job is safe. You may think it is, but things change. If you've got the great job and the nice W-2 income, it's even more of a reason to invest now. Try investing in real estate when you don't have a job. I've met people that are there. They fight through it. They have to do certain things. It takes a lot more discipline. It's much harder. But if you've got continuing income and you've got a little extra and you can turn off your retirement funds and start throwing that towards some real estate and creating passive income, it's just going to make your W-2 income that much better. It's going to make your life that much sweeter. Reason number four. This is a good one, and I've heard it. People don't want to invest in real estate because they're afraid of a real estate market downturn. Okay, we had one of those in 2008. We didn't sell our properties. They were still rented. Rents due on the first. That part didn't change. But these same people, they're like, I'm afraid, you know, if there's a real estate downturn. But they're investing in the stock market. And they never say, well, I'm afraid of the correction that's going to come in the stock market. I don't think they really understand what they just said. Also, here is a pro tip. We do better in the downturns. Adversity creates massive opportunity, okay? And again, if there is a downturn, it's typically very temporary. You just hold on to your assets. You keep them leased up. You have to understand, we can make money in a down market. We can make money in an up market. When there is a down market and a recession, rental property demand increases. It doesn't go down. It increases, okay? You're going to have people that lose their houses. They lose their jobs. They can't stay in their house. Everyone needs a place to lay their head at night. They're going to rent, okay? Also, if you have a financial advisor, and we're going to get into that in the next segment, but if you have a financial advisor and you're paying them annually, quarterly, yearly, monthly, I don't know. Just tell your financial advisor, hey, if there's ever a down market, I'm not going to accept any losses. You are not allowed to lose any money. And see what the look on their face is. And then also at the same time, tell them, and by the way, if there ever is a down market, I'm not paying you that year. See how that works for you. They're going to say no and no. These people always say, hey, there's no guarantees. At all? Well, in real estate, if you're doing it right, it's even if you mess it up, a lot of times you're still making money. I know I did. More on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. We're going through reasons why you'll never invest in real estate. And what I really want to do is hit on your hot button. Now, these are, just to let you know, some reasons that held me back initially. I wanted to invest in real estate for years. Finally did. But in the back of your mind, you're kind of in your comfort zone. You look for reasons not to or excuses not to. Mine was, I don't have the time and really I don't understand it and it seems like a lot of work. And once I got in and really understood it, wasn't that big of a deal. at all. But reason number five, and if you missed the list, you can always go back and catch us on the podcast app or on the Lifestyles Unlimited website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a whole tab there dedicated to the podcast and the radio shows. You just have to go to the bottom. There's a little search bar. You can type in my name or you can type in the topic, and literally dozens upon dozens of shows will pop up. Reason number five, we had mentioned financial advisors on the back side. And I remember actually sitting in on a conversation, but it was between, I'm in a real estate chat group, right? We're a big group and people bounce questions off of one another. And this husband and wife had gone and talked to their financial advisor, and they kind of recanted the conversation of how that went. But the financial advisor, of course, told them, no, don't invest in real estate, advise them not to. And at face value, people go, well, this person has my best financial interest at heart. Maybe, but of course the financial advisor is going to tell you no, right? They're going to do their best to dissuade you from investing in real estate because it's not in their interest for you to take command of your own financial destiny. It's not in their interest at all. And when you're thinking of that, whose interest does the advisor really have? Okay. Are they just trying to sell you something? I don't know, right? I'm just in the back of my mind. They always seem to invest to mention funds by names, right? Common household names. Hey, we should invest in this or we should invest in this. They're usually big time names. If they're a little obscure, you've probably still heard of the company once you look at it. But there are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of stocks out there. How come these guys don't dig in the dirt and find some of these we've never heard of it and they blast off? Because that's work, right? They're gonna always recommend the brand name to you. And at the same time, are you buying an investment or are you really buying their thoughts on the investment? Sometimes I feel like I'd be better off paying someone to read my palm, paying someone to tell my fortune. They don't know, and they always say there's no guarantees. Now, here's another important thing about financial advisors. A lot of these, they're young. They're hired right out of college. Congratulations, you're 23, 24 years old. Come work for us as a financial advisor. I'm not going to take advice from somebody who's really only been in the working life, right, in the real world for 2 years. No, I need somebody who's seasoned. Also, if I'm talking to somebody about investments, I want them to be multi-millionaires. But you're not going to get to talk to the multimillionaire. You're talking to the kid that's been doing it for 2 years and they're telling you what stocks to buy and what funds to put your money into. No, thank you. But these folks make money in a service. They lose money if you're pulling money out of what they control and taking care of your own destiny and creating your own wealth. They're actually, their pay is going down if you're taking more of your money back. So I'd be shocked if any financial advisor out there said, yeah, go ahead, take $500,000 and go buy some real estate. I think that's a great idea, especially the fact that you're going to use this plan, this strategy, that you're educated and you're part of a group that's been doing this for over 3 decades. No, they're never going to say that. All right, my favorite reason, your cousin's neighbor, coworker had this horrific experience with real estate, and I just wanted you to know, I mean, they went bankrupt and the house got trashed and they broke out all the windows and they were doing drugs. And people love to share these terrible tales and woes of bad real estate experiences, whether they're even true or not. Now, do people trash houses? I've seen it more in apartments than I have in houses. I've never personally had a home, one of my rental properties, trashed, but I see it in the apartments that we're buying. Bad apartments rent to bad people. Bad people do bad things. Screening is so important. Best product, best price. Rent your property to a great person. Do your homework in the background. Bad people leave a trail. If you do your background checks and you go through the way we teach it and the methods to screen your residents before you rent to them, you're going to see, you're going to smell the scent. You're going to pick up the blood trail and you're going to go, holy cow, I'm not renting to this person. No way. I had one eviction. I evicted a guy for non-payment, right? We had to go through the metrics of it and evict him. He left the property clean as a whistle. It was in mint condition. I think there was a pair of loppers in the garage, right? Landscape loppers that were practically brand new. They're in my garage now. But that's it. That's it. He left it in great condition. And then within 2 weeks, we had the property rented to somebody else. Now, do people not pay rent? Sometimes it happens. That's why in day three, you tell them the rent is late in writing and verbally. Verbally if you can, but definitely in writing. There's a method to do it. There's different laws by each state. In Texas, you tell them on day three. You remind them of the late fees as noted in the lease. If they don't pay you, you remind them you will begin the process of eviction. This is a business. Okay, it's not a charity ward. A lease, when you look at a lease, people just go, oh, it's a lease. No, a lease is a contract. It's a contract between owner and resident, and both have rights and obligations. There are obligations on both sides, right? As the owner, you have obligations to your client. This is how I look at it. That's my client. I want to take care of my client. I have obligations that are legal obligations in the contract. They have a legal obligation to pay rent on the first of the month, okay? But people love to tell you, oh, my friend from Eastern Kentucky, 30 years ago, man, they burned half his house down, and these renters were just terrible people, and he couldn't get them out, and they were shooting at him, and they had pit bulls. Okay, you're telling me a story about someone who does everything wrong. I don't go around talking about car wrecks. Yeah, wrecks happen, but I still drive. But people are just fascinated to share the tale of the bad real estate experience. So they're not going to invest in real estate, and they're advising you, by golly, you shouldn't invest in real estate because this happened to somebody six states over. Anyway, don't fall into that trap. All right, reason number seven, fear. People are flat out scared of it. I get it. I understand. The way to overcome fear, honestly, is an understanding. An education. If you know something, you can accomplish it. You can get through it. There is a fear to doing things the first time, right? I had a fear. I had a fear of the first property I bought using the Lifestyles Unlimited model. It was a wreck. Reason number eight why most people never invest in real estate. They'll say, well, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. Okay, one of our approaches, and I do this, I'm a passive investor in multifamily properties. Literally, after I review the business plan, get accepted into a subscription, which you're talking a few hours of your time, checking some emails and going through the process, the analyzation of the investment, and I subscribe, I send my money to and become a passive investor in the property. There's no time, okay? I get a monthly report, kind of a recap, a state of the union of the property. I can dig into that. I can dig into the paperwork if I want. Yeah, I want to check on it and see how it's doing, but I don't spend any time on the property. My lead investor is either there or has a management team that's there or a combination thereof, but if you don't make the time to change your life, you're not going to change your life. Okay. Now, single family properties, you'll spend some time on that. You're going to spend some time on the education piece, but how bad do you want it? Right? What are you doing all weekend? Well, we watch four basketball games. Okay. You could have maybe pushed pause and done some education for 2 hours or picked it up after work, right? Any evening, you've got all the time. You have all the time you want. You just have to admit to yourself. So what you're saying, when you're saying, I don't have the time, what you're saying is, I'm not going to invest in real estate. Reason number nine, you don't want to borrow money. Okay, Dave Ramsey, folks, and this was me. He tells you to pay cash for your rental properties. So, you know, about every 10 years, you can save up enough to buy a fully paid for rental property. And by the way, if you want to minimize your returns down to the single digit, go ahead and pay cash for your rental property. We're making money five ways. I want to be in that property for the least amount possible, right? $200,000 rental property. Do you want to be in it for $200,000 or do you want to be in it for $40,000? I want to be in it for $40,000. I'm maximizing my returns. And if I had $200,000 to invest, the opportunity I could buy one house with cash, or I can use leverage and buy five houses that are all paying me. I'm going to take plan B. I'm going to leverage. I'm a big boy. I understand investment debt is different than consumer debt. I understand that you get rich borrowing, not saving. I understand that. The bank doesn't care how much money you make on what they loan you. They don't care. Knock it out, triple it, whatever. All they care about is that you pay them the interest on the money they loaned you. That's all. Hey, Mike, here's $500,000. I just want you to pay me 6% per year for it. Okay. And then I could go take that and do whatever I want. And I'm just pulling money. I mean, pulling numbers out of the air. I wish I could pull money out of the air. That would be pretty cool. But yeah, people don't want to borrow money. That's just somebody who either has no self-restraint. They cannot manage their own finances, right? We all know the type. Or they're totally afraid because Dave Ramsey told them not to borrow money. Don't borrow money on your credit card. Don't borrow money to buy a car. Don't borrow money to buy a pair of tennis shoes. Don't borrow money to buy a phone. Yeah, consumer debt, bad. Investment debt, good. Get past that excuse. Get educated. Understand what we're doing. We make a lot more on our returns because of leverage. Thank you, bank. You're a great friend. I will maintain a wonderful relationship with you. I love my lenders. I want those guys when someone says, oh, Harrison's on the phone. I want them to go, man, that guy pays me all the time. He does well. He's solid, rock solid. Hopefully he's calling to borrow some money. That's how I want my bankers to think of me. All right, number 10, I love this one. Well, I'm worried real estate investing will complicate my tax return. Hey, newsflash. It will complicate your tax return, okay? There's a lot of deductions, and we need professionals managing our taxes so we can take advantage of that. And when you have professionals doing it and you're investing in real estate, my tax obligation goes to zero or single digits for six-figure incomes. It is nice to not have to pay the man. If the sacrifice is, well, I can pay Uncle Sam in Washington, D.C., waste the money. It's all over the news. We see some of the insane programs that they throw our money down and pay for. You want to pay them 40% of everything you earn? Or would you rather get down to, say, 6% on what you earned? I like to pay people that waste money less. So the question is, would you trade a six-figure annual passive income for a more complicated tax return? Yes, yes, more please, yes. It's a first world problem. Are you going to give up tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars because you can no longer do your 1040 EZ form on TurboTax? You don't want the money because you have to hire a tax professional? Is that what you're saying? What we do is very deliberate. It's very specific. We have a map. We have a strategy. We have an understanding of what we're doing. Now, my tax return's complicated. I pay thousands of dollars to a team of pros to do my taxes, all right? The more I spend on taxes, it seems that year I made more money. When my tax return was at the absolute simplest throughout my life, it was typically the times I made the least amount of money. There's a correlation. Okay, I'm sorry taxes are complicated in the United States. I don't agree that we need 700,000 pages in our tax code or however many there are. It's ridiculous, but it is what it is. Live in the world that exists, not the world you want to exist. All right, it's reality. You're going to have a complicated tax return, especially if you own a lot of real estate assets. It's not so bad, house one, house two, house three, but then at some point, if you've got a ton of stuff going on, you definitely want a team of pros. Hey, it's a business expense. Guess what I write off on next year's taxes? What I spent on taxes this year? It's a business expense, guys. Get over it. It's a cost of doing business, okay? Number 11, people don't want to invest in real estate because they don't want to deal with the rehab. They watch these fixer-upper shows on TV and they see these people with sledgehammers and tearing out walls and painting and doing the roofing and reframing and all that stuff. Hey, we hire professionals, guys. we don't get our hands dirty. We don't do the work ourselves, okay? We hire a pro. Pros are great because they're going to get a team in there. They've got the painter. They've got the flooring guy. They've got the guy, right, or the gal that does this, and they do this, and they do this, and then they schedule them out. You get in, you get out, you have a plan, boom. So people don't understand. They're like, man, I'm going to be there all day and painting at night and all this stuff. No, that's the most inefficient way to invest in real estate. Hire a professional. I remember the first one that I did using the Lifestyles Unlimited model. I was there all the time checking on the progress, checking on the rehab. I mean, every other day I was driving out there on weekends. The last house I purchased and rehabbed, I went to it twice. I went to it when I walked it the first time, put together my scope, decided to purchase the home. I was in touch with my GC the whole time. He had gone out there. He put his scope together, hired him as soon as I closed, and he would send me the occasional video of progress. Then at the end, after just under 3 months, I walked the house. I was there the second time. I went twice, okay? I didn't do any of the work. Also, this is your investment. It's not your home. Okay, you're not doing the rehab. You're not trying to do the rehab to some super fancy level and creative level. No, bring it up to speed. Best product, best price for the neighborhood. Make it a nice, comfortable, functional place to live. But no, we don't do rehab. Now, hopefully I hit on your excuse. If you got a question, shoot me an email. But along the way, reason we invest in real estate is because it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.